Okay. Good morning. Today is Daf Kuf Vav. We are on Kuf Hei Amud Beis, third big line on the bottom on the left where the lines spread out. Today's share is sponsored by Akiva and Ahuva Silver, L'Nishmas Tega Chaya Bas Akiva and Hendel Bas Menachem. The Mishnah had said that if you use two people, Chaltza B'Shnayim, if you use two people, then it's a machloka. Some said it was good. So, Amar Rav Yosef Bar Menuni, Amar Rav Nachman, Ein Halacha Ka'os Zog. No, we don't pass like those pair of Tanoim who said less than three is good. We don't hold like them. So the Gemara asks, V'ha Amar Rav Nachman Chadazimna. Rav Nachman already said once, the Amar Rav Yosef Bar Menuni, Amar Rav Nachman, Chalitza B'Shlosha. She already said that Chalitza has to be with three. So why does he have to say again, and Chalitza is not with less than three? So Chalitza, we don't hold like those people who say Chalitza is less than three. Why do you have to say that? He already said his halacha already once. So the Gemara says, Tzrichi, it was necessary for Rav Nachman to say it twice. D'i itmar hach, if Kamaisa, if you only would have had one memra of Rav Nachman, havamina, I would have thought, hanimi l'chadchila. Yes, l'chadchila, you should try to have three. Aval b'di'eved, but if you only b'di'eved, you only had two. Afilu b'tray, even two is good. Even two is good b'di'eved. Kamash malon. No, it's never good. Two is never good. We don't hold like that zug. Two is never good. And if we would have said that the halacha is like not like that pair, rather it's like the Tanakama who says you require three. Havim and I would have thought it's b'di'evan. B'di'evan, you need three. Avolechachila, liboy chamisha, you should need five. Like we said, is Rabbi Yehuda said you need five? Tzricha, no, you only need three, not five. Even though, if a Bezer does do five, they're not doing it because of the halacha that you have to have five, they're doing it because to mefarsim the event. That's why they're doing it. Okay. Next. Maisa Shechaltim. So we said there was a Maisa, right? And they came in front of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Beinola Beinah, if the whole Maisa was done between the two of them and nobody saw, so Miyadana, how do we know it's even true? Not even Edom? Forget Dayanim. Two people walk into Rabbi Akiva. By the way, I did Chalitza with her. How do you even know that? So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. No, the Edom Ra'a saw mi b'chutz. No, the Edom saw it. Edom saw it, but not Dayanim. So is that good? So Rabbi Akiva said, yeah, that's good. So now, Iboy Lahu, they asked the following question. Maisa Shechaltu Beino Lebeina, the Maisa that happened between him and her, right? The Mishnah said there was a story. There was a man and a woman, and they did a chalitza. Now the Gemara explains there were two edim at least, and now they want to know, is it a good chalitza? So they came in front of Rabbi Akiva. So this Maisa that happened, Abra, was it outside the jail? Uba Maisa lefnei Rabbi Akiva, and then the Maisa came to Rabbi Akiva? In other words, the event happened out of jail. It happened in the town, and they don't know. There was no Dayan in there. So what do we do? Well, we have to ask the Golem Hadar. Well, where is he? Oh, he's in jail. Rabbi Akiva's already in jail. The Romans already got Rabbi Akiva. So they went to the jail to ask Rabbi Akiva. Is that what happened? Uba Ma'isa Fnei Rabbi Akiva Bebeis HaAsurin Odilma, or maybe no. Ma'isa Shecholtu Beino Lebeina Bebeis HaAsurin. No, the whole thing happened in the jail also. They were also in the jail. What's the difference? I'm not sure what the difference is. I saw one of the Farshim said, the Nafkamina could be, we know that Bezdin was always by the Shar Ha'ir, or the highest point of the city, the stomach of the jail wasn't, so could it even be, B'di'eved be, not in a, in the Makom HaBezdin? I would think that should be no good. Like, what's the difference, where that happened? Tosfos asked a different question. Tosfos asked, Tvim Tomar, V'amathnitz in Masha Behedya. The Mishnah says black and white, Shecholtza Bebeis HaAsurin. Happened in the jail. What's the Gemara's question? Nobody disputes that Rabbi Akiva was in the jail. That everyone agrees with. The only question now is, we're doing the bottom Tosfos. The only question now is, where were they when it happened? Were they in the jail too, or they were somewhere else? So Tosfos asks, but the Mishnah said Beferish, they're in the jail. Right? The Katani, Maisa Shechotze Ben Ali Ben Abba Beisa Asurin. Ubal Maisa Lefne Rabbi Akiva. Right? So V'yei Shlomar, Tosfos answers, no, there was a Girsa change. The Beharbe Svarim Garcin on Ubal Maisa Lefne Rabbi Akiva below Vav. There was no Vav. So, no Vav, so it doesn't connect. So they could have been in the town. And Rabbi Akiva was stuck in jail. Where did the event happen? Right? And Tosfos asks, this is a famous Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yochanan went to Rabbi Akiva. They weren't allowed to learn Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan was in code asking Rabbi Akiva this shiloh. Pretended he was a merchant selling stuff, and by the words he was using to sell the items, he was giving Rabbi Akiva the question: the chalitza was not in front of the yonim. Is it good or not? And Rabbi Akiva answered back: it's good. Fine. So again, where did it happen? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, the Beisar Surin Hayamaisa. No, it happened in the jail also. Ulam Beisar Surin Ba Maisa. And while they were in the jail, they asked the Shaila to Rabbi Akiva. Okay. Tad Rabbanan. Chalitza Mutas Kshera. A mistaken chalitza is kosher. What's a mistaken chalitza? Ezuhi Chalitza Mutas. What's a mistaken chalitza? Amar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says it's the following story. Kal sha'omrim lo chalutz. You tell the guy, do chalitza, ubekach ata konsa. And by doing chalitza, that's how you're going to marry her. The Torah said that if your brother dies and you want to marry his wife, you do a process called chalitza. Why don't you tell him that? Because maybe otherwise he won't do it. Right? So we're tricking him into doing chalitza. So what do we tell him? We tell him, this is exactly the way you're going to get her. You hear this? Amale, we'll talk about it in a minute. Amale Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, what are you talking about? Ani Shona, I taught, Bein Shenis Kavein Hu, Volonis Kavna He. Right? If only he has Kavana, not her. Bein Shenis Kavna He, Volonis Kavna Hu. If she has Kavana, not him. Chalitza Sapsula. It's not a good Chalitza. No Kavana. Ad she is Kavnu Shneem Ke'echad. V'ata Marta, and you were Shlokish said, Chalitza Sakshera, it's good? That can't be good. No, you have to have kavana. You have to. Yeah. By yibam, you don't have to. By yibam, even by shogeg, by ones, we had a by yibam not. But by chalitza, yeah. Of course. Yeah, of course. Not by gerushin. Not by gerushin. By kedushin. Yeah. If she thinks that by giving her a ring, you're just giving her a matana, it has to be l'shem kedushin. I'm giving you a ring because I like you, but I'm not marrying you. It probably is not a kedushin. Right, because okay, it's chumras, safek. But in a real world, you need, here, there's no kavana. So Ella, you know what Rabbi Yochanan says? No, you know it means a mistake. Again, some mafarshim say because the guy's a heavy-handed guy and he won't do chalitza. Otherwise, he's not a hagun. We don't want him to do. We don't want anyone marrying this guy, certainly a nice girl like this. So what do? We're trying to find a way for him to do chalitza without him realizing what he's doing. Ella, you know what? Ella, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Kol she'omrim lo, we tell him, chalutz al manas shetitin lecha masayim zuz. You do this chalitza on conditions. She'll give you $200. Want to make the fast way to make $200? Come to Bez and do chalitza. She'll give you $200. And Rashi points out, even if she doesn't give the $200, she'll never give it. It's still a chalitza. Why? This is what we said yesterday. Because since chalitza can't be tanoim with chalitza work. You can make a tanai on chalitza. Why? Because you can. I'm sorry. You cannot make a tanai on chalitza because there's no shlichus on chalitza. You can't give shliach to do chalitza for you. Like we said, I'll give you a get. The get will only work on condition it doesn't rain for 30 days. That's a good get. You made a crazy condition. You're allowed to. Why are you allowed to? Because you have the power to make a shliach. What do they have to do with each other? Rashi over here quotes. What does shlichus and Tanoim have to do with each other? What's the connection between the two? The connection is bialus, right? You're the baal, you're in charge. You can make tanoim, you can make a shliach, right? Here, no. So you made it, you told the guy I'm making it tonight, but there is no tanai. There's no tanai by chalitza. The chalitza is only going to be chal if it doesn't rain. There's no such thing by chalitza. So why'd you do it? Because you wanted to get the chalitza done. So that's what you tell him. It's very different. Now he's doing it, he has kavana. Right? By the first case, there's no kavana. Right? So the discussion here is, what kind of kavana do you have to have? What kind of kavana do you have to have? Rish Lakish is the one who holds that mitzvah smicha is kavana. It's Rish Lakish's point. That's Rish Lakish's memra. So here he's saying, be do chalitza, tell the guy you're doing it al tnai. This is the way to get her. This is the way to acquire her. How could that work? Right? How could that work? But so the Beis Meir says, well, it's either one of two kavanas you require. Either it's mitzvah sviches kavana like everything else, like tefillin and shofar, or it's a kavana for a kinyan. So he held it was mitzvah sviches kavana. Every mitzvah has to have kavana. This one's no different. And who said that? Remember, Rish Lakish. Second Rish Lakish here say, what do you call it? Just tell him this is the way to get her. How could that be? So there's a few answers to this question. Chassam Sofer has an unbelievable answer. He says he is doing it. But the Chassam Sofer distinguishes between the tachlis of the mitzvah and the ma'aseh of the mitzvah. The ma'aseh of the mitzvah, he has 100% good kavana. The only difference is his tachlis. He thinks A, really it's B. He thinks he's getting her just the opposite. He'll never ever be allowed to marry her. That's good kavana. You hear this? His kavana is 100% on the ball. The only difference is his tachlis. What's the end result? I'm not getting her. I thought I was. That's not a problem of mitzvah because kavana. He's got the right kavana. He's doing it l'shem mitzvah. What's the result? That's a mistake. For that, that's not a problem according to Rish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that certainly is. Therefore, we have to come up with another case. What's the other case? I'll pay you. Everything's on the above board now. That's the Chassam Sofer's part. There's a Rimigash, a whole Lomdus over here, how to figure this out. But I thought that was like so simple. You could disagree with it, but it's so simple. Right? He's got the right kavanas 100%. He's doing a L'shem Shemayim, L'shem Yichud, all the kavanas. The only difference is what's the result going to be. Okay. Now, what? We don't want, because we don't want him doing Yibam. We don't want him doing Yibam. She doesn't want him, we're going to have now. Why are we doing this? Because either he's a very tough guy, and we don't want him doing Yibam. She doesn't want it. He's not a fine man. So we don't want to force a woman into such a relationship. So we'll try to find a way to get out of it. I'm not doing chalitz on her. I know the halacha. Yeah, but we'll pay you. Oh, you'll pay me, then I'll do it. Right? Okay, Tanya Nami Hachi, Chalitza Mutas, Ksheira. A mistaken Chalitza is good. Ezehi Chalitza Mutas. What's a mistaken Chalitza? Kalosha Omer, Chalitza, Manasha Titan Loch Mazayim Zuz. We'll give you $200. We'll pay you. Right? So, the word mistaken Chalitza is a little bit of an inaccurate, not mistaken Chalitza now. It's on Chalitza because we don't want them doing Yibum, and we're trying to find a way that he'll be acceptable to do it. How? We'll give him a check. So, for a paycheck, anybody will do something. Here it is. The guy was not appropriate for her. He was ain't a hagen law. It could be he was very, very old. Very old man. So what's she going to be stuck with this old man? Right? Not even that he was a Baal Avera. It could have been he was a very old man. So why should she fall to that? She's a young girl. She's be stuck with an old man? So it's not appropriate. Or v'amrulo chalutz law. Almanas shatitin loch masayim zuz. We'll give you 200 zuz. Uba ma'aseh they rebchia. Listen to this. V'hachshira uba ma'aseh they uva ma'aseh they rebchia. V'hachshira and we said it was kosher. That's fine. All right, we're going to pay him off. Hahu da'aseh l'kamed rebchia bar Abba. There was someone who once came before rebchia bar Abba. Amala biti amudi. Amudi here means stand up. It means get ready to do Yibum. Let's do Yibum. What's wrong with Yibum? So that's how the simple way of learning this is another girsi here, another shop. Let's keep it nice and simple. Rabbi Chia said, let's go, lady. We'll do Yibum now, right? So Amrula Le Ima, her mother said to Rabbi Chia, Yeshivasa Zuhi Amidasa. No, her sitting still and not moving is the best thing for her. In other words, we don't want her to do Yibum. We don't want her marrying this guy. Amar la yadatle, you know the guy. So amrule in, yeah, of course we know this guy. It's of course we know this guy. And you know what? Mamona hu dechazile. All he's interested in is her money. V'kabai lemichle mine. He's gonna eat it all up, and then he's gonna get rid of her, divorce her. That's all he wants from her. He's not doing this because he wants to be making the name of his brother. Tragedy happened. He died without children. No, none of that. We happen to have money. We're a rich family. As he's interested. I don't want to go into this. So amala lo nichalach. He says to the woman, "You're not interested." So amrulah lo. No, I don't want to marry him. So amale So they told him, Chalutz la, why don't you do chalitza, ubekach atakonsa, and that's how you'll get her. It's big Amoretz. It was big Amoretz. Oh, you want to marry her? She's a nice rich girl. You know what? Do chalitza, that's the way to do it. That's what the Torah said. Oh, I'll do it. And he went ahead and did it. So, the Aruch HaNer asks, why we give this answer? This one is a much more difficult option. Right? Rabbi Yochanan argued on this. Mistama, Rish Lakish would agree. If he agrees that this is the way to do it, certainly he'll agree, he could pay her $200. So why did Rabbi Chiya say that one? It's a much better answer. It's much better because it's more accepted. Rabbi Yochanan didn't accept this way of doing it. Right? So the answer is, the Aruch HaNer is such a sharp answer. He wants more. He wanted the whole bank account. What, $200 is going to work for him? He's not going to do that. He's looking for bigger fish to fry. He's not going to go into this. And Aruch HaNer says, if we would have told him, we'll give you the whole bank account. We'll give you the whole bank account. So then he would know it's a joke. He's not that stupid. He's not that foolish. Right? He would know what's going on here. They're going to offer me the whole thing just to do this procedure. Come on. So the Rishia was stuck. Or he thought to himself, this guy's such a money hungry, he'll ask for the money up front. Then what? Or worse, he'll marry her. Then what? Then he's stuck with her. He'll do Yibum. He'll need me. So he had to figure out a way. What am I going to say to this guy? What am I going to say to this guy to get him off her back? You know what? Tell him this is the way to do it. I, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish. Listen, I have no eitzah. No, we're going to get to that. You can't force. Right, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that exact point. It could be, we're going to say that you can force somebody to say, I want to do it for Rutzen, right? We're going to have that in a minute. It could be that maybe he would, so here there's other factors, because by a get, what's the guy going to do? He'll just, how long can he hold out? How much beating can he take? Here, he'll just marry her. But then what? Then we're going to force him to divorce? Right, so there's another reason why we don't want to do that. That's not our first option. That's not our first option. We have a better way out. Run into that option that could. He'll say, you know what? I don't need to take this abuse. I'll just marry her. So lebasar dechalatzla. Listen to this. Once he did the chalitza, amale. So he tells him. Rav Chiya tells this guy, hashta minach ifsalalach. Now you're apostle from her, meaning you can no longer marry her. Because you did this chalitza, fine. You want to tell me that it's a bad kavana and it's a tachlis and all the lumdas we said. So maybe there's a shaila now if she's mutter to the whole world. To you, she's for sure asr. But maybe the chalitza was not 100% to mutter her to the whole world. So you know what? Chalatz la chalitza ma'al yisa. Now at least do it again. Ki hechi the ishtmishtere la alma. We tricked him. Now that he asr her. So listen, you're going to be such a Russia and make her stuck like that. So do it again, and now you'll matter her to the rest of the world. You can never marry her now. You did chalitza to her. You tell me kavanas and this and that. Okay, so do it again. So maybe now you have to pay him off, right? Now, bas chamuad Rav Papa, the daughter of the father-in-law of Rav Papa, meaning his wife's sister, Rav Papa's wife's sister, nafal sleibum. She fell to Yibum. Right, so Rav Papa's wife's sister was married to some guy, and the guy died. And they had a brother. That guy had a brother who is now going to do Yibim on Rav Papa's wife's sister. She ain't hugging law, and the guy was not appropriate for her. Right? So also, the guy made that baya. They came to the front of a baya. What do we do here? So Amalei, chalitz la ubekach atakonsa. Why don't you tell him that do chalitza, and that's the way to get her. Tell him that. So Amalei Rav Papa will suffer a mar la da Amar Rav Yochanan. What about Rav Yochanan? Rav Yochanan said, pay him off, right? So for Amar the Ella Hechi Ema La Lay. So then what else should I do? In other words, what about Rav Yochanan? Rav Yochanan said that's not a good out because there's a kavana problem. So Abaye said, so what else should I do? What's the other option? So Amalei Lach Chalitz La Manach Et Tite Lach Masayim Zutz. Do that on condition we'll give him 200 zuz. Lebasar dechalatla, they did that afterwards. Amar la zil havle. Rabbi says, okay, so now give him the 200 zuz. Why? So the whole lamedus over here about it's a schirus. You now owe the money, even though the tanai doesn't have to be fulfilled. Al schirus, it has to be fulfilled. You hired somebody. You basically hired a guy to matter her to the whole world. That's basically what you did. So al that you have to pay. Maybe not al the tanai you don't have to pay because there's no tanai about chalitza. But as a hired employee, you do have to pay him. Maybe not have to go pay him. Amalei, no, mishata nibach of delay. She could say I was joking. I was joking. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn? Hare Shaya Boreach Beis HaSurim. A guy's running from jail. He's escaping from the jailers, right? The tax. He's running away from them. And Vahaisa Ma'abra Lefanov. He sees a guy with a boat by the river. There's a guy with a boat, and he's yelling. Va'amalei, told Dina, I'll give you a dinar. It's a crazy amount of money. I'll give you such a big amount of money. Va'avireini, get that boat ready. I'm gonna jump in. We're gonna take off. Get that boat ready. You know what? Elo Elis Haro. You don't have to give him that dinar. You only have to give him whatever the fee is to cross the river. Ah, you said something, a ridiculous amount. Alma, Amale Meshata Nibach. No, you can say I was joking. Hachanami Meshata Nibach. So too, he can also say he was joking. Doesn't mean he was joking. It means when you're put into a position, where you're forced to say something that's obviously not true, then you don't have to hold from it. So the Ramban says, when do we say such a principle? It's a very, very fine line when you say such a principle. But here, since the guy was not hugged, we'll certainly say it. If the guy was an erelicha person, we would never say such a thing. It's only joking. But since, it doesn't mean joking, it means I'm only saying it because there's no other way out. I'm not bound by my statement. I'll pay you $1 million to take me across the river. It costs $450, right? Why do you say I'm telling you $1 million? Because they're chasing me. It's obvious you only said that because... Obviously, only said that because he's being chased, and in reality, that was not a legitimate transaction. It's not a legitimate bargain. Same thing over here. I'm only saying it because I have to get out. Not a legitimate bargain. I don't have to pay that. What? So Rav Papa's saying no. Abaye thought, yeah. Rav Papa's saying no. Just like when the guy's being chased. He doesn't have to pay $1 million to cross the... It costs $4.50 to go on the ferry. Right? So what's he paying $1 million for? Because he'll say anything to get free, right? Or was it a serious? Of course it wasn't serious. He should have known. The guy knew it wasn't serious. So too over here. All right, so the Ramban says, we only say that because the guy was not hogun. If the guy was a regular hogun, we would never say such a thing. We'd never be permitted to say such a thing. So, this is a very, very... The next few lines are very difficult. So Amalei, so Abaye was now bested twice. Rav Papa got the best of him twice. First, Abaye thought to say that this is the way to acquire a woman. Rav Papa said, no, we can't say that. Then Abaye wanted to say, go pay the guy. And Rav Papa said, no, he doesn't have to. So this is very difficult. Amalei, so Abaye says to Rav Papa, Avuchecha, where's your father? Amalei, so Rav Papa says, B'masa, he's in the town. Imech, where's your mother? Amalei, B'masa, he's in the town. My mother's in the town. Yov ba'enei v'shchivan. Abaye put his eye on them, so to speak. He thought about them, whatever that means, and they died. What's pshat? So the Yavit says, what Abaye was saying was, that since Rav Papa has his parents, Abaye was an orphan. Abaye didn't have parents. When you have a good life, it's much easier to be a Talmud Chacham. You don't have to worry about anything. Father's around, his mother's around, they're supporting him, taking care of him. He's able to sit and learn. Abaye had it so hard. He was an orphan. So if Papa was to say, Abaye was saying to his Papa, of course you bested me twice. It's not even a contest. You have it so easier with Papa. That's all he meant by that. The Yavetz then says that caused Hashem to reevaluate Rav Papa's lot in life. And Rav Papa and Hashem found that Rav Papa's parents deserved to go. No one says anything. So that's all I can come up with. It's difficult. That's very difficult. There are many statements in the Gemara. We just have to pause. We accept it and we move on because it's beyond our comprehension. What? Right. So Abaye was hurt. All right. So if you say he was an orphan, so that helps. And he didn't mean it. He was just saying to Rav Papa, it's no contest because you have it easy. Right. Right.
The same Abaye who lived next to 20 years.
He's a Gomel Chesed. Same Abaye. It was a Gomel Chesed. Right. It's hard to put these two doors there. No, so that's what the Abaye says. Abaye didn't mean this to happen. Abaye just said it's no contest when someone has it so good. It's so easy to learn that someone has it so good. That caused a reevaluation in Shemayim of Rav Papa's lot in life. That's all. Okay, next. Tana Rabbana. Chalitza mutas, jera, like we said before. A chalitza done on trickery, right? A mistake, that's fine. Get mutas pasal. You can't do a get like that. You're going to tell the guy that you can't do. Chalitza mu'usis psula. A forced chalitza is pasal. You can't put a gun to the guy's head and say, go do the chalitza. Go show up at Bez and she's going to do. You can't do that. Get mu'usa kosher. A forced get kosher. Forced get kosher. So, hey chidami, how could that be? If the guy says, no, I'm willing to do it 100%, then I feel the chalitza nami. Then a chalitza also, even if it's forced. Meaning, you really don't, you know, you give him the pressure, okay, I'll do it. So then a chalitza should also be good. And the ilo amarotani, get nami low, get you no, it'd be no good. So the Gemara says, heichi, hachik amar, chalitza mutas, a chalitza that's trickery, lo olam kosher, it's always kosher. But get mutas, lo olam puzzle. And a get mutas is always puzzle. Always puzzle. Chalitza mu'usis, v'get mu'usis, it depends. By force get and force chalitza. Zim then kosher, zim then puzzle. Sometimes good, sometimes not good. What's the difference? Hadama rotani, hadama rotani. He says, I want to do it, it's good. He doesn't want to do it, it's no good. Ditanya, yakriv, oso. It says that he has to bring his carbon, malamech, a kofin oso. That you have to force him to bring his, a guy's menadev a carbon. You have to force him to bring a carbon. Yachal balkarcho, I would say even balkarcho, you could force the guy. Tamadomer lurtzono, okay, that how's that possible? Kofinoso, achioma rotani, famous line, you force him till he says, I want to do it. Famous Rambam, this is the Rambam talking, who says, because deep down, everybody wants to do what's right. All we're doing is beating the Yitahara out of him. Really, everybody wants to do what's right. Fine. This is a big machlokes. The Gemara says, this applies by any mitzvah. A guy doesn't want to build a sukkah. You beat him up till he builds a sukkah. The guy doesn't want to show up to shul to hear shofar. You beat him up till he agrees to show up. The question is, who could beat him up? Bezdin or anybody? It's a machlokas between the ksos and the nesivis. Your neighbor could beat you up because you don't want to put on tefillin. So I think the nesivis says, yeah. The ksos is not only Bezdin could do that. Bezdin has the power to not stop your neighbor. But the nesivis says, even your neighbor, even a neighbor can be kofin, force you to do mitzvahs. We'll talk about that in a moment. Amar Rav, Amar Schar, Amar Huna, Cholten Afal Pisha Eino Makirin. Let's say two people walk into Bezdin. Two people walk into Bezdin, a man and a woman. And they both, Bezdin never saw these people before. And the man says, I'm the brother-in-law, and this is the sister-in-law, and she's going to do chalitza on me. You know what? That's fine. Mimanin, Miyun, Afal Pisha Ein Makirin. Same thing with Miyun. She could walk in and say, my mother married me to this guy, can't stand him, I'm leaving. I'm leaving, I'm doing me, and we don't know who these people are. Is it true? Is this the husband? We have no idea. It's okay. Lefikach, therefore, ein kosvin get chalitza elim kein makirin, ve ein kosvin get me'in elim kein matirin. Therefore, we'll never write a get chalitza is just a document that a chalitza happened. And a get me'in is a document that it happened. We'll never write those for these people, because we don't know if it's true. We'll do the procedure, but we'll never write it. We'll never write it. Why will we never write it? Because who knows if it's true? We don't know if it's true. Why? Chashin and Lebezdin Toin. We're afraid there'll be a mistake. What's the mistake? Really, really, this guy and this guy is not the brother-in-law. The brother-in-law is somewhere else. But he wants to marry her very badly. So I'll come to Bezdin and say, I'm the brother-in-law. Do chalitza. We'll get a shtar that says chalitza was done. I'll go to the other end of the world, to a different Bezdin, and say, look at this, I have a shtar chalitza. Me and her got chalitza. She got chalitza from someone else, and here I am, ready to marry her. That's a big mistake. The real brother-in-law was never in the picture. So we're not going to write this. We don't know who these people are. We want to write a shtar, we have to have proof. You don't want to have a shtar, so we don't care what you do. Rava Omar, is that the opposite? Rava today Omar, no. Ein Cholzin, Elim Ke Makirin, Ve'ein Mamir, Elim Ke Makirin. Why should we let the procedure happen if we don't know, if we're not going to give a shtar for it? We're not going to give a shtar for it. Why even do it? If they walk in and we don't know who these people are, we have to check it out. If we don't know for sure, we're never allowing the procedure to happen. Lefikach, therefore, kosvin get the chalitza. This is talking about the edim. The edim can write a get chalitza afal pisha ein makirin. They don't have to know who's who. The Bezin already gave their stamp of approval. The Bezin gave a stamp of approval. We're just witnessing the event, right? Right? She said the following. Then they can write it. And the Kosef can get me an afal pisha in Akirin, Veloka Ashirin LeBezin Toin. We're not choshish for Bezin Toin because we're not going to allow the whole thing to happen unless we're positive that these are the right people. It's being written up. They don't have to know. They're Edom. They're just scribes. They're just writing up what went on in Beis Din, right? The stenographer. They don't have to know it. They don't have to know the truth of anything. The Beis Din has to know the truth. If they don't know who's who, they won't allow it. Next. Okay. Next. Mitzvah Chalitza. The mitzvah of Chalitza. Bahu, the Avimto, Lebezdin, they walk into Bezdin, him and her, the Hain Masilo, Eitza Hauganislo. They give him advice that's good for him. Shinemar, the Karulo, Zikne Iro, Vidabru, Elov. Right? And they do they give advice. What's the advice? Rashi says, Kalach Eitzel Shekamotzcha, Valtachis Katatal Sos Pesecha. Meaning, what's the advice? Let's say he's very old. Or he's very young. Right, it's not. She's very young. She's very old. Right, we give advice that fits the couple. Right, so the question is, why do we give advice? Isn't Yibam preferred? So listen, so she's old. So what can I tell you? That's what the Torah said. So what are we giving advice? What's Bezin doing here? They're opting for second best. Right, that's what they're doing. The Torah said, do Yibam. Why are they giving advice? No, let's not do Yibam. The answer is Rashi says it right here. Because if you marry somebody who's 50 years older than you, you're not going to have a happy marriage. And all that's going to do is lead to ketata. You're going to seek your fulfillment elsewhere. It's not shayach to marry somebody 50 years older than you. So it's built into the Torah. It's built in. If that's the case, and it's not first choice, then Yibam is not first choice. And Yibam is only second choice. Okay. Shinem v'hiomeres, v'hiomeres, me'en yibmi l'hokim achiv. Right? Shem b'Yisrael didn't want to do it. Lo of a yivni, right? Lo of a yivni. Who amar? Lo chafatz lekasta. I don't want to do it. You're right. Ublosh and hakodesh ha'yomer. They say it in Hebrew. It's gzeira shava. Some say al pi kabbalah. The malachim are listening, and if it's not done in Hebrew, they don't understand. If it's not in Hebrew, and then there's a taina. Okay. The nigsha yivimto elov le'ani hasakedim. Right? They come in front of the zakedim v'chalta v'nalo me'al raglo. They take off the shoe. She takes off the shoe. V'yarka b'fanav ro kaniru l'dayanim. Right. V'ansa v'amra kocha yeyes el ish shalo yivne es beis achiv. Ad kan hoyemakrin. That's all she reads. Ukishehikri Rabbi Hurkanis tachas ha'ela kfar itim. When Rabbi Hurkanis was in charge of the chalitza that happened by the tree in kfar itim, the gomer is kol parsha, and she finished off the whole parsha there. Huchzeku liyos gomer kol parsha. He had the whole audience also finish the parsha. Like we're going to see right now, v'nikra shmo b'Yisrael beis chalot hanal mitzvah b'dayanim v'lo mitzvah b'talmidim. Right? Who says these words beis chalot hanal? Only the dayanim and not the talmidim. Rabbi Yehuda omer mitzvah ala kol ha'omdim sham lomer chalot hanal. No, everybody's there, which is what we do. The whole audience says the same thing, chalot hanal beis chalot hanal. Fine, that's the Mishnah. You know what? We have a minute. Amar Rav Yehuda, mitzvah chalitza, the mitzvah of chalitza, and I'm over talking, the mitzvah of chalitza is kroa, first the Bezdin says something, then v'kore, choletes, v'kaka, v'kara, right, they read psukim, she takes off the shoe, she spits, sees more psukim. So, Micah Mashmalon, what's he saying? Masnesen he, that's the Mishnah. He said nothing different. So the Gemara says, Kamash Malan, mitzvah hachi, you're right, it's a mitzvah, but v'i'epach leslan ba, if he mixes up the order, no big deal, which we had that yesterday, or the day before. Tanya nami hachi, bein shehiktim chalitza l'rakika, bein shehiktim rakika l'chalitza, masha asa asui. If it's out of order, it's not a problem. But that's what he was coming to add. Amar Abaya, haiman demakri get chalitza, if you're reading a get chalitza, and you're reading what the girl, what the woman should be saying, right? You have a printed, you have a chumash, and you're reading out of the chumash, and she's following you, right? What to say? Lo likre lididei, don't read for her. Lo lichudei va'ava yivmi lichudei. Don't pause between the words lo and ava yivmi. Why? Demashma ava yivmi, because it's going to be mashma that she really wants to. And he really wants to. You're going to say, lo, pause, avayivmi. That's going to be a very big problem. Ella, lo avayivmi, b'neshima achas. Say lo avayivmi very quickly. And similarly, v'lo likri l'didei, when you're reading the psukim for him, lo l'chudei chafati l'chudei. Don't read lo by itself and chafati by itself. Demashma chafati l'kachta, because it's going to be mashma, he really wants to. He's going to say lo chafati l'kachta, I want to take her. What about the lo? The lo is in a different part of a different sentence. So it's going to lead, it's going to, people are going to think it's going to be a problem. What? One minute. Ella, lo chafatzi l'kachta. Read it fast in one breath. Rava Amar, what you said. Nah, fsuke milsahi. You take, you pause it to catch your breath. Vasfuke milsa less lumbar. That's not a problem. Pausing to catch your breath. It's not a problem. Rav Ashi, ashkechel of kahana, the comet's dire. Rav Ashi, founder of kahana, had a problem. He couldn't do it. Umakwile, lo avayivmi. So he couldn't do it. He couldn't get the words out fast enough. So amale lo savale mar lahad Rava. Don't you agree with Rava? That Rava said you don't have to worry about this? So amale, no, but mo de Rava below Yava Yivmi. Rava agreed that the psukim you're reading for the woman, you do have to do it in the Shin Achas. The psukim you're reading for the man, you don't. What's the difference? So Rashi explains the difference is because by the woman, the word lo is smack in the middle of a sentence. Right? The pasuk says over there, but also Yavimtol Hashairal Hakedim Vamra Me'ain Yavami Lakim La'akiv Shem Yisrael Lo Ava Yivmi. So since it's right in the middle of a sentence, the lo could go either way. So even Rav agreed that was a problem. But by the man, it says the last four words is the last three words of the pasuk is lo chavat l'kachta. That's all he says. So the lo is, so what are we going to think? The lo, there's nowhere else for the lo to go. So the Rav said you don't have to worry about it. Okay. The question, the discussion is, do you have to say these psukim bizman hazeh? Bizman hazeh, it's like a little embarrassing. It's a whole, bizman hazeh, we don't allow yibum. None of this applies. None of this applies bizman hazeh. Right? Because you get up there and say, who, he doesn't want to. He does want to. He does want to. He's just not allowed to. He would marry her. What does he care? He would do it. So, the answer is yes. Everyone holds it, goes on today, even though the reasoning might not apply. The Yalki Yehuda says also, unbelievable. We said before, what does it mean? Kofenoso achiyom erotani. Really, everybody wants to do what's right. Right? Really, everybody wants to do what's right. We just have to get the Yetara out of you. So he says the same thing applies on a level of the Rabbanan. Really, everybody wants to listen to the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan said, you can't do Yibam. You can't. You can't do Yibam to Bizman Hazeh. So he doesn't want to do Yibam. But if you think about it, that makes the question stronger, not weaker. So he was giving a reason why we do Bizman Hazeh. What's the svar to do Bizman Hazeh? Why would he say, because really he would do Yibam. The answer is that he would not do Yibam. He would not do Yibam. Why? Because really deep down he wants to do what the Chachamim said. So making these psukim maybe just to emphasize that he's doing what the Rabbanan want. I don't know. Everyone holds that Bizman Hazeh, even though this doesn't apply, you still read all these psukim. It's still a little bit embarrassing. It's still, right, the Rabbanan wanted to say the psukim, even though... Right. Okay. What? It's right. Well, listen. I understand, but listen, you're not compensated for any mitzvahs. You can't come to Bezin and say, pay me for a second buy an esrog. Right? I wouldn't. Nobody would spend $100 for a lemon otherwise, right? So why are you doing it? Because it's a mitzvah, right? Plus money. Okay, so it's a different kind of mitzvah. If you think about it, it's true. Okay, next. Amar Abaya, Haiman the Kasef Gita de Chalitza. If you're writing a get Chalitza, Lichtov Hachi. Here's how you should write it. Akrina l'didei ma min man yivmi ad ava yivmi. We read the following psukim to her. What? Me'en yivmi ad ava yivmi. For those words. Vakru'inhu l'didah, and we read for him, min lo ad lakachta. From the word min until lakachta. Vakru'inhu l'didah, min kacha v'ad chalotanal. And we read again from those words. But we didn't write out the words in full. We just said the first word and the last word. Why did we do that? Because Marzutra Masartate, because the problem is, Rashi explains, you're not allowed to write more than three words of Torah in one line without having sirtut. There was a gzeira, it doesn't apply today, there was a gzeira about that, that they wouldn't want to write down psukim because they want to be either people are going to be mezalzalit or it's going to be treated improper, whatever the reason is. But Marzutra Mesartet, he made sirtut, like the special lines, like on klaf, and then v'kasav l'kule parsha, and he would write the whole parsha. That wasn't a problem. Maskiflor bar idi, mar bar idi, v'halo niten likasev. It's not liten likasev, meaning there's no heter, just write psukim, bisman then. And the answer is, v'hilchasa kavasei de marzutra. No, we're still passing like marzutra. Why? Because it is a Torah. It's for a Torah. It's for a chalitza. So for a Torah, you're allowed to just stand to write down psukim because you want to do calligraphy. That's not appropriate. But if it's for a Torah, you're allowed to. And the whole thing doesn't apply to you anyway. But the only question is, the words, the yavama lo chafasti lakachta, is only three words. So why do you have to write from the word lo to word lakachta? But the only word not put there is chafasti, which is three words. So Rashi said the whole problem is you can't write down more than four words. It's only three words. Why do you have to write from the beginning to the end? The only word you left out is one word. You have three words right there. You hit such a kasha? So the Aruch HaNeir tries to give an answer, he says, because maybe phrases that are chashav are also included, even if it's less than four words. And there, it's a chashav of a phrase by itself, right? So then the gzera should not be four or more. It should be chashav or not, right? But that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Aruch HaNeir says. Amar Abaya, Rekaka, if she spits, the kol taso haruach, and the wind comes, and moves the spit away. Right? By the way, she doesn't spit on him, she spits in front of him. So what happened? She spit, and the wind came, and the spit's over there, and he's over here. So, lo asav lo klum, it's not good. My time, why? V'yaka b'fana b'inon hilkach, therefore, hu aruch, if he's very tall, v'hi gutza, and she's very short, kal tatsu haruach, and the wind comes, ikka b'fanav, it's still going to be b'fanav, because when she spit at him, it's right there. He's right there, he's so tall, she's so short. But, he archa, but if she's tall, vahu good, and he's short, then ba'in ademati lahade ape vahade va'azel. The spit has to fall in front of him. And since she's very tall, he's very short, the wind has more of an effect of ruining that requirement. Amar Rava, achla tuma, if she ate some kind of vegetables, viraksa, and then she spit, or achla gargishta, something else that's spicy, viraksa, lo asa v'lo klum. My time, why? V'yarka me'atzma ba'inan v'leka. So the spit has to be self-induced, not because she ate spicy food, which is why the day of a chalitza she fasts. We take this very big chumrah, no eating at all. V'amar Rava, tzricha dayna lemechzi roka. They have to see the spit kinafak mipume. The yavma, the chsiv, as it comes out of her mouth. La'eni has a cane in v'yiroka. Last one, v'dikah shmo b'Yisrael beis chalot hanal mitzvah b'dayana v'lo b'talmidim. Tanya, amar v'yehuda pamachas hayinu yoshin l'fnei Rav Tarfon. We were once in front of Rav Tarfon. Ubasa yivama lachlot. The Yivama came, va'amar lanu, enu kulchem, everyone should say, chalot hanal, chalot hanal, chalot hanal. Three times. Why three times? So, two answers. The Bahag says, because there are three things he's doing wrong. There are three issues going on. One, he's like an oval, like we said, because she's removing the shoe because he's like an oval, because he refused to do yibum. It's like he's like a din of an oval again. He's like a menuda. Also, menuda guys that put the chayim take off the shoe. And three, because he's like a morid b'mitzvah, because he's refusing to do yibum. The Yamshal Shlomo just says, no, why we say three times? Just to be mechazek the event. Just like when someone does Hatar Sadarim, we say Mutalach three times. I was saying it three times. Once is enough. Because when you say something three times, you're mechazek the event, which is why we're going to end off. Hajjalach mitzvah chalitza, Hajjalach mitzvah chalitza, Hajjalach mitzvah chalitza. We say it three times because we're mechazek the event. And tomorrow is the new parak called Beishamai, and it's all about Miyun. Everybody have a good Shabbos. Tomorrow, 8 a.m. Rabbi's here. 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.